So I'm going to give you a few moments to settle into your posture. Just making sure that you're comfortable and that you're warm. The invitation is at the start of this body scan practice, feel into your posture. Allowing yourself to develop a sort of general overall awareness of the posture that you are now making. And a sense of feeling into that posture. A sense of knowing how that posture feels. And allowing yourself as best you can to relax, releasing any tension, just coming to rest. And as part of this settling process, making contact with your breath, feeling the breath as it moves in and out of the body. And inviting you, just now, to notice just how things are with you. Have you had a busy day? Are you feeling slightly stressed and hassled? Are you tired? Feeling a bit under the weather? Are you feeling bright and full of energy? It's allowing ourselves to become aware of just how we're feeling before we begin this body scan. Acknowledging, for example, any sense of fatigue or tiredness, thereby being aware that we may fall asleep during this body scan, and that's quite natural. Or acknowledging, for instance, that our minds may be very busy after a busy day and we may be feeling stressed, and that during this body scan we may become distracted. And again, that's entirely natural. And the point about mentioning this is so that We don't end up fighting distraction, or fighting our fatigue, or trying not to cough or sneeze or anything like that during this practice. These practices are not about suppressing or denying anything. They're about being with things exactly as they are. So when you're ready, I'm going to invite you to start this body scan by feeling into that tiny area of skin on the very tip of your nose. May not be part of the body with which we associate many sensations or feelings. But as we're allowing awareness to move to the tip of our nose and we're feeling what's there, we may notice some very slight sensations. Movement of air as we breathe, perhaps. Or there may not be any sensation at all. And feeling the absence of sensation is just as important as feeling whatever sensations are present. So resting there for a moment, and then again when you're ready, beginning the process of allowing awareness to radiate outwards from the tip of the nose, to slowly take in the nostrils, moving up the nose towards the eyes, moving outwards towards the cheeks, allowing awareness to spread around the lips and the mouth, around the eyes and to the eyebrows, and to the forehead, then around the sides of the head and including the ears. And I'm inviting you to sit or lie and feel into the face, into the mouth, into the ears. Feeling the eyelids closed over the eyes. And this body scan, of course, is not just about feeling the sensations. It's also about feeling our reactions, our responses to those sensations. The judgments we make about them. The memories they may invoke. Noticing any associations that the mind wishes to make with whatever it is we're experiencing. So in a feeling body scan, we're not just allowing ourselves simply to be aware of sensations, but to be aware of how those sensations are processed, are interpreted. Every little nuance of meaning that goes with every sensation we experience. And again, maybe, particularly around the ears and the side of the head, there may be very little or in places no sensation at all. And the invitation is to be noticing how no sensation feels. And moving on round the head to the scalp, the whole of the scalp, the back of the head, around the chin and beginning to move down into the top of the neck. Maybe some sensations produce thoughts. So noticing when thoughts arise following the experience of a sensation. Noticing the feeling that goes with that sensation and that thought. Being with it. And allowing it to dissipate in its own time. Whatever our experience is, there is no need for us right now to be doing anything with it, to be engaging with it. We experience it. We notice the response of the mind to it. We allow it to self-release. And moving down the neck. And outwards into the shoulders. Feeling into the bones and the muscles. Feeling the sensations from the skin. Perhaps feeling the weight of the shoulders, the weight of the bones, the weight of the muscles. feeling for any sense of holding or of tension. Feeling how our shoulders can be hunched and tense when things are going wrong for us. As if we're seeking to protect ourselves from a hostile world. Noticing everything that arises with the sensations, with the feelings, being with it, allowing it to be released. Now the invitation is to be moving down the arms. And I'm suggesting that initially we move quickly down the arms to feel right into the tips of our fingers. Noticing how sensitive our fingertips are, noticing how the mind wishes to make sense of the sensations that we experience from our fingers. And we feel into the whole of the fingers, into the palms and the backs of the hands, and into the wrists. Noticing how some sensations may bring with them a sense of relaxation and opening, while some, particularly discomfort and even pain, bring with them a sense of wanting to push away, sense of the hands closing down, of everything becoming tight. A sense of wanting to defend ourselves against things that we regard as unpleasant or even threatening. So as we're allowing our awareness to move through our hands and fingers and wrists, and we're feeling into these parts of the body, we just see whether we can allow them to relax and to open, releasing any sense of grasping or holding, noticing how, as the body relaxes, releases tension and opens, how the mind also can relax and release its tension and open to its experience. And then we move the forearms and the elbows and the upper arms, feeling the sensations from the skin, feeling into the muscles and the bones. Noticing what's there. Noticing our response, our reaction to what's there. Before coming back through the shoulders and into the chest. And then feeling into the rib cage, into the shoulder blades, into the thoracic spine. Feeling the movements of breathing. Perhaps even feeling the weight of the rib cage. Feeling the slight sense of effort when the body breathes in and the rib cage just lifts ever so slightly. Feeling the sense of relaxation as the body breathes out and the rib cage just descends. And then going down into the stomach and the abdomen. Right round to the small of the back and the lumbar spine. Noticing any sensations from inside the body, how our stomach feels perhaps as we're digesting our evening meal. Noticing any judgment or judgments that we may be making. Noticing the mind as it processes the sensations. As it processes the feelings. As it engages with any thoughts that are arising. Moving down into the lower part of the back, into the sacrum and around the pelvis and the hips. Noticing how the memories of our lives are associated with parts of our body, with the way we're feeling right now, with the sensations we're experiencing in this moment. noticing the dynamic interplay between sensations and thoughts and feelings and emotions. And maybe recognizing that right now it's simply sufficient for us simply to observe and notice what's going on. That there's no need for us to be trying to change things, even if there's something that's uncomfortable and difficult. Right now, just seeing if we can rest with it. And allow it to move on in its own way, at its own time. And passing down into the upper part of the legs. Down towards and then finally into the knees. Maybe there's pain and discomfort. Maybe there's the memory of pain and discomfort. Maybe whatever sensations we're experiencing just now are interpreted through the memory of pain and discomfort. Going down further into the calves and the shins and into the ankles. Feeling what's there. Feeling the memory of any accidents, any injuries that you may have had in the past. And lastly, going right down into the feet. And really exploring the feet. Soles of the feet, top of the feet, the toes, the spaces between the toes. All the muscles and the joints and the ligaments. The memory of every step we've taken is stored in the feet. So feeling right into the feet, feeling right into the toes, feeling exactly how things are right now. Then when you're ready, just filling the body with awareness from the toes and the feet upwards. Filling the ankles and the shins and the calves. Filling the knees and the upper part of the legs and the thighs. Filling the pelvis and the abdomen and the chest. Feeling the fingers and the hands and the wrists and the whole of the arms and of the shoulders. Feeling the neck. Feeling the back of the head and then gradually allowing the face to fill with awareness. So as we're coming to the end of this practice, we can really feel the whole of the body. Experiencing some sensations coming and going very quickly. Experiencing others that seem to be more permanent. Experiencing our feelings about those sensations. Noticing thoughts arising. And allowing ourselves to rest in this sense of feeling and of awareness. With the flow of the breath, breathing in and breathing out. As best we can, allowing everything to be just as it is. Thank you.